Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 10, 2020, Municipal Fire and Police Retirement System Board Meeting. The Municipal Fire and Police Retirement System of Iowa, MFPRSI, Board met telephonically on Thursday, April 9, 2020. The Board took the following actions: approved the consent agenda items, including the minutes from the February 27, 2020 meeting, approved allocating 2% of the fund portfolio, or about $50 million, split evenly between two private credit firms, Golub Capital and Monroe Investment Partners, and approved the fiscal year 2021 budget and an updated personnel policy manual reflecting organizational restructuring beginning January 1, 2021. Investment firm update. The board heard updates from three investment managers, Dimensional Fund Advisors, Long Wharf Capital, and J.P. Morgan. Board member reappointment. The Iowa Professional Firefighters reappointed Frank Guillen for another term as the retired member of the MFPRSI Board of Trustees. COVID-19 response. Effective March 16, 2020, the MFPRSI office was closed to in-person counseling sessions. Other tenants in the office building also restricted in-person visits. Staff postponed outreach trips for the remainder of March and April and began working from home when possible. Staff were also split into two groups on alternating schedules to complete critical operations, and when in the office, each group is practicing social distancing to limit exposure. Janitorial efforts in the building have also been increased. Disability consultations are being done with the Iowa City Medical Board by file review by two physicians on a case-by-case basis. As of March 26, 2020, retirees were temporarily allowed to return to work without interfering with their current retirements to assist local efforts. Investment performance report. The investment consultant for the board discussed the impact of COVID-19 on fund performance. Dan Cassidy, deputy director, noted that for the current fiscal year to date, the fund has lost approximately 4.5% of value. Experience study. The board noted that the next experience study of the system is scheduled for May 2023. However, it will likely be moved up to 2021 based on recent events. Personnel changes. During the January 2020 board meeting, the current deputy director was selected to become the next executive director effective January 1, 2021. An updated personnel policy manual will take effect January 1, 2021, reflecting organizational restructuring. The current deputy director and executive administrator positions will be eliminated, and an assistant director chief operating officer position and a deputy chief investment officer position will be created. The current executive administrator will fill the chief operating officer position. The next board meeting will be May 14, 2020. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Ed Cook, Legal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-3994, and Jennifer Acton, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-7846.